done. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code FIT or text FIT to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text FIT to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The White House is singing a different tune at Friday's daily briefing. White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sams taking to the podium and fielding many, many questions about President Biden's memory. He rejects the special counsel's report, which details specific issues with the president's recall. Sams says Robert Hur should not have said the president is an elderly man with a poor memory. Listen.
The conduct of the investigation throughout and the gratuitous comments in the report are troubling and they're inappropriate. But I think that the finding was the obvious one because it's the truth.
And during an event at the White House Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris offering her opinion of the detailed, almost 400-page report.
When it comes to the role and responsibility of a prosecutor in a situation like that, we should expect that there would be a higher level of integrity than what we saw.
Now, all of this comes on the heels of the mistakes the president made again during his rare primetime news conference Thursday night at the White House. While defending his own memory, President Biden confusing the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt.
Initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him.
Sports fans all across the country gearing up for the Super Bowl on Sunday, people buying plenty of snacks and adult beverages ahead of the big game in Las Vegas, and the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says plans in place to deal with any trouble.
All of us in the department, alongside our federal, state, and local partners, are working to ensure that the 65,000 people attending Super Bowl 58 and the millions of people gathering together and enjoying the game across the country are all safe.
This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
As we continue our coverage here on USA News of the Super Bowl coming up tomorrow on Sunday, we turn to USA's John Schaefer, who's in Las Vegas, monitoring the price of tickets. And if you're solo, you could get in on a great deal.
While it might seem odd to be seated alone during the event, Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably, you know, 70,000 plus other sports fans that you could high-five during the game.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game, as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge the final cost after fees are added, avoiding any potential deception regarding affordability. I'm John Schaefer.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans are looking to take another vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. USA's Tim Berg reports.
House Republicans are planning to take another shot at impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary next week. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise will return to Congress after undergoing treatment for blood cancer, giving Republicans another vote in the effort to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the border. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, San Francisco, California, but spanning the United States, Mexico, and Canada as well. And we would really like to have your participation in the show if you see fit. And that means 1-800-878-PLAY. That's a phone number. It's a toll-free line. It comes here. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. As we talk video games, all video games. I've been doing this show like 20 years, and we'll talk about any video game you would like. All the new stuff, retro stuff, hardcore gamers, newbies, neophytes, new to the system, whatever it is, all in between. 1-800-878-7529. We are on Sirius XM 211 in progress. That's the Dan Patrick channel. Take you away from the sports here for just an hour. Great to be on Sirius XM. And also SB Nation, streaming through SBNationLive.com. We're at SportsByline.com as well. Click Listen Live. Emails go to me, Rick@SportsByline.com. Use that email address for two reasons. Number one, to win the game. I'm going to give a game away at 40 after, as I always do. A new one. You can send your guesses there. It's a very easy question. And then also the cheat code at the end of the show. Send me a little blurb. You want maybe an arcane cheat code from way back. I'll dig it up for you. Rick@SportsByline.com. Also just questions, comments, or concerns throughout the week as well. I'll let you know the new releases this week. As each week, we usually on a Tuesday, we'll come out with some new games. And that means the other games come down a shelf, usually get a little bit lower as well. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, junior cable provider, 35 million homes. And around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, bowing down to the troops that keep us safe and our allies safe. You're doing a great job. Stay home, stay safe and come home soon. And I know video games give you a little home cooking as well. It's important to our military out there as well. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We got an hour to talk video games, and we're already underway, so get on back, y'all.
there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours. So foreign lands. We are here for you. Just kidding. Coming up at 40 after, I'll give a brand new game away. Once again, I'll mention that we'll have the new releases as well, and the cheat code at the end of the show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. The number to call is lines are available. Questions, comments, or concerns, what you got? 1-800-878-7529. I do play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and Season 2 is now online. And I guess I played Season 1 a lot because I acquired everything that you possibly could. Didn't pay for it. I earned it. Smith Barney. Weird money, the old fashioned, maybe. Earn it. But it just hit, and we are, it was interesting because it was supposed to hit on the 15th, and well, That's when it will hit for the new Warzone maps, a new DMZ map. But the multiplayer is out now. And by the way, the new Warzone 2 map, Ashika Island, actually looks really cool. It's a smaller Japanese-themed map that's located in the Pacific. And Ashika apparently was used as a hideout for the ultra-nationalistic Kani group, which focused on transporting chemical and biological weapons. And even though it's a smaller map that has water waves for traversal and mountains and high points to leap off and redeploy, and as I said, it actually looks like a pretty cool map. Ashika Island is also the new map for the Return of Resurgence, which was in the original Warzone. That's got solos, duos, trios, and also quads, with its own playlist update throughout Season 2. And as a reminder, Resurgence allows for multiple respawns as long as one of your teammates is still alive. And that's why I almost never play Warzone. First of all, I don't like Battle Royale games. I think they're mind-numbingly lame. I know I'm in a very small minority, but especially when you have to go to the gulag and fight it out just to respawn, then it takes forever and ever. And as you're parachuting down, you just get shot again. Then again, if I have a really good round and I'm like one of the last three guys and I think, hey, this is actually kind of fun. But the respawns happen after a certain amount of time has passed, and then you can shorten it by doing specific challenges. And as the circle closes, the countdown for respawns does get longer and longer. And you still have to access to buy stations if you get too impatient. And in that mode, there's a new feature called Restore Honor, where each player will drop a dog tag when eliminated, which can be picked up by their teammate or enemy and give a small cash reward and a single UAV ping that marks enemies in supply boxes. So it's kind of like kill confirmed, and you're picking up a blue dog tag. We also, speaking of gulag, this is during play, though. It's 1v1 standoff, and it will no longer feature the jailer as the tiebreaker, but we'll bring back the domination flag capture, and we'll get some new weapons pools instead of just constantly getting a pistol every time. And it looks like it's going to be on the beach, too, which is kind of interesting. Not a lot of places to hide. And the weapons pool will be machine guns, like assault rifles and submachine guns, light machine guns, and shotguns have been completely removed from the gulag. So your secondary weapon is going to be a sidearm. And there's cash laying around. You can run around and grab some before fighting if you want. There's no more backpacks in Season 2. You don't have to go into menus to pick objects up and loot. Will now drop out of your containers like things would spray out of supply boxes. The backpack system was altered, so you don't need medium or large backpacks, and each player will have the same one throughout the match. That has reduced penalties for stacking healing items, equipment, kill streaks, things like that. So player loot, when eliminated, will now spill out instead of being confined to the drop backpack. The loadouts will be cheaper. That's in order to reward players with easier access to loadouts. So the price of primary weapons you can purchase and buy stations has been reduced. And no more lootable armor vest. Everyone will spawn with a three-plate vest instead of having to loot the different systems. And that's fine. That always seemed like a giant pain. That's a bit dramatic. Just a pain. You got to get one and you slide it in, and you get another one and you slide it in. And then you fight somebody and you shoot him in the chest 20 times and he's okay because he has three plates. It seemed a bit more unrealistic than it should. But with all the new missions coming into Season 2, with multiplayer, DMZ is going to get a refresh of their missions, including a clean wipe. And that wipe includes a contraband and keys reset, but keeps your insured weapon slots and a lot of their permanent content that maybe you earned in Season 1 intact. DMC is going to have both Al-Mazra and Ashika Island as their maps, so you get your missions completed on there for a few POIs or point of interest and for exploration. But whatever map you choose, including Building 21, you can start up at DMZ. So a couple of new game modes. Ranked play is very hot. I'm have no desire to do rank play, but I know a lot of people really like putting their skills to the chest and to the test. And Treyarch and COD built this mode that uses the CDL approved rules, restrictions, maps, and everything. And that's a 4-on-4 multiplayer load. You got to be at least level 16 to get ranked bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, crimson, iridescent, and then gold top 250. There you go. And your name will be displayed on a special leaderboard. Some new maps from Almazra includes Dome and Valdaris Museum for core game modes. Yes, Dome is back. Zaya Observatory and Amalek International for battle modes. There'll also be a new raid, and that will feature the story of Price, Farah, and Gaz as they've fought through Altumgrad, and that'll pick up where it left off before. So there's a lot of content for the drop, and you know, don't forget about all this stuff that we'll be going into it as well. So you know, listen, it keeps things fresh. There's no doubt it keeps things fresh because it gets a bit monotonous after a while. There's no doubt it can get monotonous. But what I want is, you know, new maps. That's what I want. New maps and Stash House, Departures, Vista. Those were all at launch. And then when you get to mid-season, they're going to have Das Haus, Airborne, and Skid Grow, bigger than Skid Row, and then also Operation Tin Man as well. That's a war mode, 6-on-6 as well. Do I play? Like I said, I play a lot, so you got to keep it fresh. Got to keep me reasons to come back, and I still do. All right, we will take a quick break. If you want to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. We're talking video games on The Video Game Review.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian
to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up the next segment, we'll give you, I will be giving away a brand new game. That's what I'm trying to say. And we would love to have your participation if you want to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard. All right. So many other companies now are getting into the PC space, some of the more traditional companies as well. And there was a new PC I saw, and everything is so truncated and shrunk now. And when I was looking at that, we were talking about the handheld ROGs, but the Asus ROG NUC gaming PC, got a chance to look at it. NUC means next unit of computing. And Intel originally created the NUC as a model of an easily upgradable and compact mini PC. Intel sold a lot of its own kits and main boards, but the idea was that the NUC concept would inspire other PC makers to use the form factor as well. And that never really happened. And then rather than cancel the program outright, Intel licensed the name and designs to Asus. And Asus said, we'll take it. And so the Asus ROG NUC is the first sign that this deal is actually going to pay off. It's very small. It's a tiny gaming PC. It's got an Intel Core Ultra 7 or a 9, depending which one you want to buy. And then you think, where's the graphics card? Well, there is an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060 or the 4070 GPU. And Asus made it so compact that you can stand it up or lay it down. It almost looks like just a big external hard drive. You can go over Ethernet or Wi-Fi 6E, and it's simple enough to just throw it on a shelf under your TV or whatever you want. There are no firm details, though, about prices just yet. But with the interest now, the new interest on these small gaming PCs, thanks to handhelds like Steam Deck, there could be, you know, very much an audience for it. And the Steam Deck now, the improvements that they've made, of course, that's made by Valve. And the OLED screen has a bigger and brighter display. And the battery is 50% longer. There's also a very sweet limited edition transparent model. That's right, the see-through plastic. And this is, of course, it's been available for a couple months now, but these improvements really make it something worth buying. I mean, a 7-inch LCD screen, and the OLED means deeper blacks, and HDR allows for a wider range of colors as well. The resolution is the same. It's 1280 by 800. But the new screen supports HDR, which the LCD one didn't. And the battery, as I said, is 50% longer. And I don't know about battery models, but they say it's a 40 WHR. Now it's a 50 WHR. Okay. And so they said the new handheld will last 3 to 12 hours. The other one was 2 to 8 hours. And you might say, well, that's a wide variance. Well, it depends on what you're doing. It depends on what you're playing as well. It's just like your phone. What's the screen doing? How much is it draining your battery? It also has a weight reduction. It's got a larger fan for better thermals as well. And the 1 TB Steam Deck OLED has two things you may not care for: an exclusive startup movie and an exclusive virtual keyboard theme. If all of that sounds appealing to you, go ahead. And if you want the 512 gig model, it's $550, and the 1 TB is $650. That's a lot of money for a handheld. I remember when handhelds first came out, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is great. And I live in the East Bay, but I work in San Francisco where my studios are, and I live in the Oakland area. And so I thought, well, when I'm taking the train, BART, I can play these games. And I found out that when I'm playing these games on a shaky train, it makes me nauseous. And then when I'm at home, why would I be on a handheld? I mean, if I'm indisposed in the bathroom or something. If I'm at home, I'm on the big old TV. So it didn't make sense to me to fork out. That doesn't mean I didn't get a PSP. It doesn't mean I didn't get all sorts of the whatever they called the PSP after that. It's just because I'm a nerd and I'm a techie, not a tech worker, but a techie, just like I like the little gadgets and everything. And by the way, that LCD Steam Deck is phasing out. They're not making any more of those. So, and they were a little bit cheaper, $400, but $400. But, you know, it is the most kick-butt handheld of all time. So there's something to be said about having the most kick-butt of all time. All right. Another thing that I saw this weekend about Diablo 4, the most powerful Uber unique items, you soon can craft them on your own in the next update. The Uber uniques are the rarest items in Diablo 4, and for good reason, because they absolutely kick booty. They are strong, really strong, but they're extremely rare. Uber unique technically can drop just about anywhere players acquire in-game loot, but Blizzard recently took the steps to make Uber unique a little more obtainable, and some players question whether they even existed. So in Season of Blood, Blizzard added the ability target farm Uber uniques from a new endgame boss, Uber Duriel. Now, how do you get it done? I get her done, Larry the cable guy. You got to farm up the materials to take on Uber Daniel over and over. Currently takes a good chunk of time and effort, and the rewards aren't always worth it. And as Blizzard states in the official patch notes for the upcoming update, which is 1.3.2, obtaining a Uber unique should be a game-changing moment, but that feeling can turn to disappointment and lessen that feeling of triumph when a duplicate Uber unique or one that isn't as desirable for giving buildups comes out, making all that time and effort virtually worthless. I think if you want to get a hold of it, you will. It's like in Doom getting the BFG. You earn that. I remember having a Daedric Warhammer in Skyrim, and these giants that used to throw me a mile in the air, I went over and hit them twice and they were gone. I mean, you earn that way. That's true. Blizzard has advised players to hold on to unwanted Uber uniques because we know why. And this update 1.3.2 is coming out this Wednesday for all platforms. And that'll introduce Uber unique crafting to the Alchemist and give players more control over RNG than ever before. And then they can salvage that and get a new resource like Resplendent Sparks, five of which can be used to craft specific Uber uniques. And this has nothing to do with the rideshare, by the way. Additionally, the drop rate for Uber uniques outside of Uber Duria will go up across the board. So it'll make it a little bit more feasible. And it's a pretty cool change. Prior to the update, the unwanted Uber uniques just probably sat in your stash accumulating dust because you probably thought, I can't sell something this rare. I just can't do it. I'll never get it back again, which stinks, but it doesn't stink as bad as actually selling it. So Diablo 4 Season 3 is in full swing, and I think a lot of players didn't seem thrilled with the new trap-filled vault dungeons and a robotic companion, and updates have significantly buffed the Seneschal construct so that it can wipe out waves of enemies on its own, which is good. But the first expansion for Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred, that's not going to come out probably until the holidays this year. So we'll have to wait on that. But this is, by the way, you youngsters out there, this is a whole new way of keeping games going because, and this is, I think, what also justifies paying $70 top, you know, plus tax, is that in the old days you play a game and when it was over, it was over. You want to replay it? Okay, maybe replay it as a different character. But you didn't have downloadable content. You didn't have new areas and maps and worlds and flora and fauna, fish nor fowl, creatures, and all these other things. So it keeps the game fresh, no doubt. And Diablo doesn't need that, honestly. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back, give a game away. We got new releases. Your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. So come on back on the video game review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
The Video Game Review.
Rise to the
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle, Sports Byline USA, Sirius XM 211, Dan Patrick Channel, SB Nation, also around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, however you're getting us. One time I just Googled my name, and there's all sorts of these companies saying, listen to Rick Tittle here, and I'm like, I don't think I said yes to that, but that's fine. That's fine. Whatever. All sorts of weird places you can pick me up. I'm just glad you're listening. So 1-800-878-PLAY. It is 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. This is a game for the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, and the PC. It's called The Inquisitor. I have it here for the PC. This game is developed by The Dust, and it is published by Calypso Media. And, of course, Inquisitor is a... Do I call it a franchise? I guess I can. Here's the blurb. Quote, The Inquisitor is a story-driven dark fantasy adventure game with action elements and difficult moral choices. Based on the best-selling Inquisitor book series by Jacek Piekara, the game takes place as an alternative religious timeline of violent inquisition unleashed by a wrathful Christ. Okay. And my question is The Inquisitor about a alternative religious timeline, or is The Inquisitor about the Super Bowl? And that the Chiefs won in overtime. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win The Inquisitor for the PC, developed by The Dust and Calypso Media. Now, I did see Phil Hornshot, IGN. He got his hands on this, and he had a little poll. And he said, there's five choices. Do you pick good or evil choices in games? And the first one said, good. I like to be a paragon of virtue. Second, evil. I like to see how dark things can get. Three, it depends. I pick what makes sense for my character. Four, either I go for the most interesting options. And then lastly, both. I'll play one way and then the other to see all the differences. And he had 3,375 voters, of which I was one. And I picked good, and that was the leading answer, 39.5%. It depends was second, 32.5%. Then came both 12%. Evil was last with 6%, and either was 9%. And for me, it was like the first, was it Fallout 3, when they had these prisoners, super mutants had these prisoners tied up and you'd save them. And if you executed them while they were tied up, you got some pittance, like $5 or like a bottle of Nuka-Cola or something. And then it went like womp, womp. That thing had like a meter on your morality. And then it went red, like, oh, you chose evil. Womp, womp. Didn't make that sound, but kind of like that. Like, but then if you chose good, it was like bling or bling. And then the biggest one of all, of course, was the first ever BioShock. You had to get Adam, you had to get Eve, and the little girl. If you sacrificed the little girl, then you got way more Eve for your Adam. And then if you let her go, she still gave you some. And I just remember at first going, oh, this is just some zombie kid. Who cares? And you're like, you choke him out. And I'm like, I am not sitting through that again. I am not. That was horrific. So I never did it again. So now I just don't want to deal with it. And there's something weird about executing people who are tied up that you don't even know. You know, maybe if it was your enemy or you wanted revenge or some evil beast, then yeah. But anyway, the Inquisitor. It starts with this compelling concept of you are a church cop in medieval times and you're hunting a vampire. And that's a pretty cool plot. It's quite a premise. You are Inquisitor Mortimer Matterden. And Mortimer Matterden has been dispatched to investigate citizens of a European town called Königstein. Königstein is German for King Stone. Just throwing my college German at you. What's more, the story is based, as I mentioned, on those dark fantasy novels by that Polish writer, imagining an alternate religious history of Christianity in which Christ wasn't a martyr, but broke free of his crucifixion and led a vengeful army to conquer the Roman Empire. It's also a pretty good plot. It's sacrilegious, Rick. Sorry. And the characters that you meet as the Inquisitor, they start describing how merciless the retribution was and the ends justifying the means are for virtues of the religion. For a story-driven game that is supposed to have a lot of tough questions to make in conversations and interrogations, that's pretty good. As I said, a lot of games will put that moral question to you, but I don't know if I've seen another use its world building to change the rules underlying that morality. And that's what I saw when I was reading the reviews. So that you consider what you consider moral in our reality may not be what characters consider moral in this one. And you have to worry about how that impacts. It's just like things people get canceled for. And then you see a movie made in 1940 and you go, how can you say that? And I'm like, well, you can't take 2024 and put it on those people. You know, it doesn't make it right, but you can't really judge them fully. Yes, we can, Rick. All right, go ahead. But that's the underlying idea of the Inquisitor and the consequences of your actions pretty much shake out the way you'd expect them to, whether you're nice to people or mean to them. At least that's how it goes. And the reviewer, Phil Hornshaw, did a full playthrough making all the good choices and making all the evil choices. And I won't give it away, but the story is still pretty compelling. The writing is pretty good. The characters are pretty good. There are a lot of voice actors in this, and the graphics are a little bit animatronic. They're a little bit Chuck E. Cheese, but Königstein's art direction gives it a really, you know, realistic atmosphere, grungy. You know, it's probably bigger than it needs to be, and that it, you know, makes it feel more like a city than a town. But, you know, that holds your objectives. The drawback is the town is so big, a lot of your time is just spent sprinting from one end of the town to the other as you go to the next mission or plot point. But as an investigator, you have to eavesdrop on conversations, examine corpses that were killed, scope out crime scenes, and then that'll tell you how many clues you have before you can move on. And most of your clue collecting ability comes from what we would probably call detective vision. And that's when Mortimer prays and the landscape goes gray and the important elements like your destination, notes, some clues, scent trails, they're highlighted. Vision modes like the Inquisitors always seem like a necessary evil, even though it can be, I think, a bit patronizing at times, like when the arrow shows you, go this way, dummy. It's kind of like, have you ever parked somewhere and there's someone, the poor person is just like waving you left, and there's like a brick wall on the right, but they're still waving you left. I always kind of stop and I point towards the brick wall and I go this way, and they're like, no, that way. I'm like, oh, okay. I know it's mean. So you have to go through all these conversational choices and in interviews and interrogations. And a lot of times people are lying to you. And if you're nice to them or rude, so to speak, to them, that's when you're going to see if you mess up or not. There was one interrogation. Mortimer has a guy strapped to a chair. He's being tortured. And you take the suspect at his word, or do you increase the pain? And he said, playing through the scene, varying his approach, knowing he got false information the first time. So the second time, he kept torturing, and he got more answers. So, I mean, that's the thing about following the wrong track. And then you get into the Unworld, which is a twisted sort of dark reflection of things. And I saw some video on some of the actual combat, and it ain't great. But playing a medieval church cop hunting a vampire is a great concept, and it's weak combat, but he gave it a 6. I think this game is a little bit better than that. All right, let's get to the new releases this week, coming out Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. Spell Rogue for the PC. Banishers, Ghost of New Eden, 5 XNS and PC. Dragon Quest Builders, PC. PC Fight Crab 2, Islands of Insight, Lisfanga, the Time Shift Warrior, and News Tower, all PC. We have Tomb Raider 1-2-3 Remastered. This is on all the systems except PC. Ultros, the 5, the 4, and the PC. Arzette, the Jewel of Faramore, the 4, the 5, the XNS, the Switch, and the PC. Genie Reprise, PS5. Xbox Series X and S. Lords of Exile. This is on the 5, the PC, the XNS, and the Switch. Matchmaker Agency, for those of you who like dating simulation games. Solium Infernum on the PC. Also, we have Titanic, A Space Between. A Little to the Left. This is a game for cats. Well, not for cats. It's not a furry ball. It's for people, but it's about cats. That is 1 XNS, 5 and 4. Clash 3 on the PC. That's one of those knights games. Genso Chronicles, very anime-ish, PC. Hellskate. That's anytime I skate. February. That's, yes, also on the PC. Lake. It's just Lake. It shows like a female astronaut by a lake. And that is from the Nintendo Switch. And finally, Plate Up. It's on all the big systems except the PC. And this is a game where you're in a restaurant and you're smashing plates with a hammer. And no, I'm not kidding. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code. We'll see you in a second right here on the Video Game Review.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Thank you for that. Just enough time for the cheat code closing out in our customary fashion here on the Video Game Review. And you can send me an email to request an older game cheat code, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Mike. Mike is writing in from Spokane, Washington. What's up in Spokane, y'all? The Wandering Palouse. He says, Rick, how do I get Idol and Killer Instinct? I love this because Killer Instinct is a Super Nintendo game. And, well, there is an Xbox One edition as well. But I'm going to assume you're talking about the SNES edition. If not, let me know. But, and I don't know if this will work on the Xbox One, but I know this one will work on the SNES. If you, and by the way, that is the final boss, Idol. Highlight Cinder on the main menu, then hold right and quickly press LRXBYA. Once again, highlight Cinder on the main menu, then hold right and quickly press LRXBYA. And that two-headed fiend is as good as yours. Idol and Killer Instinct. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Video Game Review. We'll come back and do it again next week. Coming up next, Sports Talk. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time.
News. I'm Laura Winters. The White House is singing a different